to be a Shofar Shema for Hashem Machlu and Avada and his wife Daniela Bat Zarachaya. The children Miriam and Nachman and Daniela. She has not leave davening. It's a Tehillim, it's a Zeh.
Any news?
No, I don't have any news. I heard that they're physically getting better. I heard that physically they're getting better, but emotionally, obviously.
I bet you some, because some total idiot told the mother that the daughter died.
I don't know what happened. I don't know anything. I know that Ravaush told his son that I know that Ravaush told Shimon that his daughter died. By the way, in Mishpacha, I don't know
Shimon
that his daughter died.
Yeah.
Do you have a niece and nephew or niece yet? What's the story with Yosef?
No, he's so scared that she might give birth any moment, so they went to move into my parents' house.
Oh, really? I wonder.
What? Ends man. Aya tarikh shavu shavu.
So any day now. Any day.
And Mishpacha magazine, I don't know about English, I saw the Hebrew one just now. So they have a whole article about the Rav. They have a rayon, an interview with the Rav. And the headline there, I might buy it just because I never buy magazines. But the headline over there is, we said thank you and we cried. That's the headline. So Chazak Mod. So I assume it's good things. I don't know how it works. The English goes like the Hebrew, the same article. But it could be by Rav Arush, yeah, because he's very popular in the rest of maybe. So anyway, it's doing halacha now. It says in halacha regarding lending out books or borrowing books. Ashoes tfarim v'chaveru v'nikreu dapim o uchtemu chayav v'shem lo. Someone who borrowed a book from his friend in the page's store, or they got all stained up, a coffee spilled on them, he took a gemara from him, he spilled coffee. So he has to pay him for the damage. Yeah, and if he doesn't want damage to pay him for the damage, he wants a book. He wants a regular. It was a brand new set. It was a nice, beautiful gemara from his nice set. And he doesn't want now a stained one that he was paid for. He wants a new book. So the guy's obligated to go and get a new book.
Yeah, it's possible. It's not the printing, like, you still read it.
Yeah, even if you read the printing.
I assume it's the same as if you lost the book too.
Obviously, if you lost the book, you have to buy him a new one. Now, if the damage that happened from the book is a normal damage that happens to books when you read, example, the edge of the page gets sometimes a little bit bent. I don't know what. Or when you touch the page, a lot of times the edge becomes brown. Nice. And flipping the pages. So fine, that's normal use. So then, obviously, he doesn't have to pay anything.
Ashoer sifrei kodesh mechaveru rashai ilmod bahem beiyun afilu besugiyot sheterem lamad ad koh.
It's based on the Gemara b'Metzia. Someone who borrowed sifrei kodesh, right? Sifrei kodesh, like Gemara, Sidur, from his friend. He's allowed to learn with him, even b'iyun, even stuff that he never learned before, which he's going to be more into it and use more the pages. He's still allowed to do that. The Gemara says that we used to have scrolls. Chumash Bereshit and a whole scroll. Chumash Shmon and a whole scroll. The Gemara says if it's something you never learned before, don't learn it. Don't learn it. Why? When it's someone the founder or something. Why? Because he might come to, you can look too much and it's going to tear. Or two people together, one didn't learn it, one did learn it, they might come to pull it. So, but he says here, regarding books, you're allowed to use it regularly, you're allowed to look from one end to the other, and by page by page. He's allowed to use it. Because that's what he's borrowing it for. The friend knows that he's using it for that use. It's fine. Some say that if it's just tea spilled, even though it's stained, so he's not chayav. But listen, if your friend, you don't want to bring up friendships. If your friend is it's a nice set and everything, go by the price scheme, we'll say that you have to spend the 50 shekels and get him a new one. Usually it's not more, 50, 90, what does it cost? Can? Oz ve'adar even, it's a 90 shekel book, no.
אסור לקחת ספרים בבית הכנסת ובית המדרש ולא קבלת רשות מראש מן הגבאים. אף אם נתרמו על מנת שימדו בהם, ואין שם מי שלומד בהם, ויש לדעת שלוקחם עובר בסוגיה. אסור to take a book from a shul, take it home, right, to learn from it, even though there were, it says there it's for everyone to learn, and even though it's a book that's found in the corner where no one ever uses it. You're allowed to take it if you ask the guy for permission. The guy in charge of the shul, if he asks permission, and by, I did that the other day, a few weeks ago. Yeah, I went to the Ma'am Lois from the shul, I went to the guy, I asked him, yeah, sure, I take it. Yeah, and by, yeah, a lot of places the guy will let, some places they won't let. Like in Chutz Chesed, they won't let you take anything out of the business. And someone who takes, by the way, he says here, Over Begezel. It's from the Igos Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, and also Shevet Alevi, Vosner, from Nebra. Sidur, Chumash, Vechosef, Ashadam, Padim, Elchot, Knesset, Bekitat, Nimudim, Chumakom, Af, Shemikar, Adin, En, Lishtamesh, Behem, Yishavuin, Shemitanesh, Lakev, Yishtamesh, Behem, 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 If you have a Seder, a Chumash, or any ordinary book, in a shul, or in a Bismarish, or in a class, and it doesn't say on it specifically, do not use. Even though it's better if you don't use it, right? It's private. It's better if you don't. Better if you take a public one, not a private one. You're allowed to use it if you're careful with it and you put it back to its place.
You can, okay. You can take it home and use it?
No. In the place.
But it has a name. You're saying it has a name and it says it's private.
Yeah, if it has a name, it's private. It doesn't say don't use. It's allowed halachically to use it. If you're careful about it, then you return it to the place where you took it from. And by, yeah, but if it says they don't use, you can't even move it. Unless it bothers the place, then you have to move it. But stop, leave it. Yeah, there's someone who borrowed a book from his friend, Mikar Adin, Asu, to lend it out to someone else who wants the book. Unless, obviously, he's taking all the responsibility for any damages that happens to the book. They can do whatever they want with it. And then if something happens, you'll have to pay someone who lent a book from a friend, borrowed a book from a friend, right? And he didn't say how much time he wants it for. So the mashil, the borrower, he's allowed. The lender. The lender is allowed to go and ask it at any time to bring it back. But if he lent it out for a certain amount of time, then he can't come in the middle and ask for the book back.
So if you never say anything, you just keep it till he comes around and it's like, yeah.
I need it now, yeah.
So I can just have it for like years?
If he never asked it back? No. A kid. A boy, a girl under 13 years old, a girl under 12, which, let's say they borrow the book from the Sifriya, from the library, right, and they destroyed it, or they lost it, or something happened to it. And let's say, the parents, when they registered for the library, they did not sign that they're obligated for anything, the harm that happens to the books. So then, they're not chayav on paying. If they sign that they're responsible for anything that happens to the books, then obviously they'll be chayav to pay because they took responsibility. But if they did not, and the kid lost the book, so then you don't have to pay. It's ra'ui to pay. After all, your kid did do a damage, but you're not chayav midin Torah to pay. Now there's a thing which is called shoyev shalom midas, someone who borrows from someone without the person knowing that he's lending it out to him.
Isn't that death?
What is it?
Gezel.
Gezer is something else, right? Carrots. Chefetz ashayach leploni asur leacher leishtamesh bo ve'lo kavlat rashut meros shebealim afilu zayin kamo lachar shimush zayin shimush rashut nikra shoyev shemidat gazan pral tzadit tefilin. If someone borrows from someone without permission, it's called stealing. It's called gezel, unless it's talis and tefillin. Talis and tefillin.
Like
we said also that also is not considered if he knows how to use it properly and leaves it in the same place.
For the Megillah, did you borrow like the Megillah or not? Let's say you wanted to read the Megillah.
People are very careful with the Megillah.
Right.
People.
You're going to do that, right? only talisman.
But why not Shofar? Shofar is just like,
I don't know. It's not, if it's, it belongs to Baal Tokiah, he's very care, very particular about his stuff.
Yeah.
To me, like I don't like tefillin is like, I don't like being bothered. You know what I mean? It's one of those hard things because, you know,
so you put a notice inside.
You adjust the knot, you adjust, you know, the head strap.
You put a note inside, don't use my tefillin. Maybe you're not allowed to use it. I have a friend who put a notice inside. No problem using my thing. He leaves it always in shul. Use it, v'simcha, put it back neatly, and put it back in place. Every
no,
day.
No, don't adjust it.
What? Asur to adjust it.
That's anyway.
Apetum. You can't adjust it without permission of the guy. Well, you can adjust it back. You can't. He's not here.
Yeah, someone doesn't know, then I thought it's just
This is the Gemara, right? Also, the story in the Gemara that these three rabbis, Mazutra, I forgot who else, Gemara Mesia, and the other Messias, that they went into the field, and there was a guy who works in the field without, he works for a percentage of produce, and he gave them food. Yeah, he gave them fruit to eat. So two of the Amoraim ate, and one of the Amoraim did not eat. So they asked him, why aren't you eating? He said, maybe he doesn't want to, doesn't let us. I don't know, he didn't say anything. Maybe, I don't know if he's giving me from his or from the owners. Afterwards, the owner came and told the what's it called, sharecropper? What?
Sharecropper.
Sharecropper, he told him, oh, why didn't you give them the best stuff? Why did you give them only this? So he still didn't eat. So he told him, why not? Why now you're not eating? What happened now? Why aren't you eating now? He said, I don't know if he's saying it because it's just polite, being polite that he wants to give, or he really means it. So you see, if you have someone's chips is laying around and the guy's not around, right, you can't just take it. But if it's in the coffee room, you're allowed to take anything that someone left there. Because the guy who rents the place out, so there, don't leave anything here, and everything you leave here is Zefker, so.
Not in the fridge.
In his fridge?
Yeah.
Gazlan, he said, doesn't let to put anything in the fridge. In his fridge?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, with all the cylinders. So someone puts something in there, I can just go and take it.
I don't know if you...
No, there's a sign saying do not put anything in the fridge.
He says there that if I find anything in the fridge, I'm putting it in the garbage directly, and it's not Gazlan. So he doesn't let. It's his fridge. He rents the place.
So if someone else puts something in there, I can just go and take it out.
Could be, because it's Hefker. Could be a Hefker. I don't know exactly the... Tell you to go do that, but it seems like it will be Hefker, yeah. Tov. Even if you know that your friend for sure will be very happy to give you his stuff, you're not allowed to eat from his stuff if he doesn't give you permission to eat from him. If someone is really, really hungry or really, really thirsty, and he assumes that the person will let him, and he knows for sure that, and it's a friend of mine. What do you mean? It's faucet in the yard. You won't let me use it? If Mamash is thirsty, he has who to rely on if he wants to drink or eat something.
Can be careful not to empty out what there is, not to use it all.
Can, obviously can. If you're dying, you're allowed to steal and buy. Yeah. I didn't tell you someone to steal. I said it's a very hot day. You're walking around and you see your friend's house and you knock on the door. Maybe he'll give you a cup of water. Oh, he's not home. But he has a bed. Is outside. Maybe I'll have a cup of water.
The water in Jerusalem is safer to drink than in LA.
I saw it once by a lot of places do it, but it said free water from Fridays and
really?
So yeah, it's like walking up towards your meow.
Very nice.
Like by the second bus stop, third bus stop, there's like
in Chevron there is, I know, I remember in Chevron, a lot of people, a lot of tourists come.
Like bottled water?
No, free from the spigot. Like if you're walking by and you're thirsty and you're doing your shopping, it was like take water.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm thirsty. Took out water over here. Took.
You don't want water?
You have?
Yes, I do.
Ah, tada rabba, yeah. I like.
It's not tap water, but,
Yes.
Maybe it is, who knows?
Should I go on? Yeah. If you have a very good relationship with a friend,
And he told you already before, listen, whenever you want to use anything of mine, I have no problem. These are books, these are my stuff. He said it already once, you're allowed to use it, but just be careful not to break your stuff, and of course to be careful with them. But that's only a condition that he gave you explicit permission. Yeah, he told you. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro.
Amen.
So you live it, you're in a classroom, and someone brought a thing of tissues, and he didn't write on it, please use, or gmach, yeah, right? And he leaves it on a table. It's good that everyone will agree, to begin with, if I put tissues on the table, you're allowed to use them. Or if I put I have my pencils over here, you're allowed to use them. Everyone should agree to everyone. Unless you don't want, or then rather don't use or something. Okay? And then, in that case, people, if you need a tissue, they have a tissue. You're not over on Gezel, you're doing mitzvah chesed, and after Rach Kamocha, because you don't mind giving someone else your tissue, why not? You don't mind if he uses your pen, as long as he gives it back to you. Tissues, I would say yes.
What about Huggies baby wipes?
Or a pencil, or a pen on the table.
He's in the bathroom.
They've been here for such a long time, he's Huggies baby wipes, so we're sitting around.
If you lift him without a sima, we can keep your proof it is. Can't prove it is. So, if someone borrowed something from someone till a certain date, he borrowed it. And then that date came and he didn't find the guy, he's not allowed to continue using it unless he has permission for the person to continue using it.
Even if the other guy doesn't call him or anything.
Yeah, you know, you have to call the guy and ask permission. It's good in order to avoid this problem. It won't be gezel to say that when you lend out something to someone, he'll say, "I need it back in 2 weeks." Bezrat Hashem, if we meet and everything. You know, if not, you know, whatever. And that way, the person, even if he continues using it, he's not avel on gezel. Now, if you borrowed something from someone for a certain use, for a specific use, okay? You can't use it for something else. You have to use it for what you borrowed it for. Okay?
The car to go, wherever. You can't decide to pick up your friends and drive around. Like.
Right. Mamash not.
Also, for work, car to get person gets for work.
So usually there's a certain kilometers that you could do on it, and a certain amount of gas that you could use. They just stay. Because they don't check. The company usually doesn't check what you did. They give you the car, but they okay. We said now. Ooh, it's a yofi. Now we're talking about rental of apartments and houses. You had some questions about that.
Very nice.
Let's see what the Torah teaches us. I'm so happy doing this book. So much. המציע דירה עומד להשכרה ויצר קשר בין הסוכן למשכיר ויצאה עסקה זכות לפועל חובה לשלם לו כפי הנהוג המקובל לשלם תלך באותו מקום ואם יורד בדבר אפילו השקיע מאמצי בשכנוע הצד שני מזכה לתיווך יפה מאוד. If someone caused a תיווך to happen, what's it called? He made a match between a person who needs an apartment and a person who wants to rent out his apartment. Ken? What's it called?
A real estate agent.
He did the shidduch between the maskil and the guy.
A real estate agent.
Yeah, he's not an agent.
The connection.
Yeah. Yeah, the mitzvah to pay him what's normal to pay that in that place. Ken?
Wow.
Ken?
Who paid them?
Who paid it?
The buyer in Israel.
Depends on the place, what they do.
Israel, the buyer, the renter pays.
Right.
Where? And Arnona. Why is Arnona? What does that mean?
Arnona means property tax.
So if you had like an apartment in your building and you said, told somebody, "Hey, I got an apartment in my building, like come look at it," that person should pay you.
Fine.
If you want.
If you want it.
Doesn't have to. If you don't tell him it's tivuch, in Israel it's common that you write down tivuch. If it's tivuch, and if it's not tivuch, you write it's not tivuch.
Right.
agent. Right, with an agent or without an agent. Some people, they won't go look if it's with an
I'm
agent.
Saying,
they don't want to pay the extra money.
If you're not a real estate agent, and you say your friend...
Stam, no. Stam, no. If you're doing it as a... If you're doing it as an agent... Yeah, or you're doing it as an agent. Listen, I'm an agent. You want to come and take a look at this apartment? Then something else.
But as an agent, you have some fiduciary responsibility.
A what?
You are legally required to do certain things as an agent.
Yeah? Which things are
like what?
I don't know real estate law in Israel, but in...
I don't know the laws either.
I
just
that's what we're talking about.
In California, you have to make sure that the property... is safe then and secure.
No, no, in Israel you don't do that. In Israel, all you do is you sign on the contract, every contract that you sign on, it says there, you agree the way the apartment is, and so, you have nothing to do against it. Every contract says it, so.
Yeah, especially when you have the High Court of Injustice, may they rot in hell, giving away property to the Arabs.
Yeah, anything, any, there's no set price for real estate. There is for agency. Whatever is normal, but even if you take more than that, it's the seller gumbo. There's no one in that. There's no fixed price. It's not an item, like you said.
For the fee.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
So usually it's 2% or 1 month's rent. If it's renting, it's 1 month's rent.
2% depends where. You can't say like that. Yerushalayim is different than Tzfat. I paid in Tzfat. I don't remember what I paid, but here I have a friend in Yerushalayim. He works in real estate. He takes 4%, two from each side.
That low?
It could be 50,000 shekels for every apartment. 4% is?
Yeah, no, we actually
paid 1 million shekel apartment, 2% is not bad.
That's a lot of money.
We paid a lot more.
Because you're American.
What do you mean? In the States, you're
Asian,
no. You split at 6%.
So,
California is even higher.
No, that's where it is. I have a license. When is it considered that you can retract your word, you rented out the place? So he says there are a few things. Either you started paying, or you got the key and you're using it, so you can't return, you can't retract your words. After you permit it, yeah, you let you use it. Signing even a zichron dvarim, you know what zichron dvarim is? It's before you go to the lawyer, you write general things. Me, I own this apartment and I want to rent it to you, and it costs this and this amount, and we agreed that we're going to do it by a lawyer, and you sign, so. And if none of these things would happen, and you agreed with the guy, you spoke with him and everything, and then something came up and you don't rent it, no problem. Or the other guy says something happened. But the Gemara says, "Mi shepara midor amavul, hu atid li para mi shenomet v'diburo." Even though you're allowed to recheck it, it doesn't say it here. I'm just telling you what it says in the Gemara. Someone doesn't. Akadosh Baruch Hu who paid dor amavul. He smacked them well.
How is it that everything you say comes about? You make a block for something, it happens. You make something for not to happen, it doesn't happen. Stop. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yeah,
He said, very simple. I've been careful all my life never to say I'm going to do anything, but not 100% sure. So he invites me to a bar mitzvah. I said, I'll try to come. For wedding, I'll try to come. To my best ability, I will take my best.
No, but you never.
I'm coming. I'll try to.
יפה מאוד. זה מאוד חשוב. Someone was renting out an apartment. He has the obligation. He's obligated to make sure the apartment is fixed for normal use of our days.
You mean someone who's the renter?
No, someone who rents out.
Yeah.
He's a renter?
No, the landlord.
Owner, the landlord. Okay. Right? What does that mean? Simple thing. There's electricity. If there's electricity, the apartment can't be rented out. If the water is not working, so the apartment can't be rented out. Okay? If the there's no windows, you can't rent out the apartment. Yamanu.
The roof is leaking like a sieve.
Yeah, also that. It's the obligation of the... Okay? Even if the renter came into the apartment and checked it out, still the owner has to take care of the apartment. Normal use, yeah, he doesn't have to put a duchemish. He's not obligated to do that. Put a duchemish. If he wants, he can put it. If not, not. Okay, he doesn't have to paint if he doesn't say it, that he has to paint. Yeah, but...
But if he has enough mold to kill a horse...
A person... He rented out the apartment. He said in the contract, like I said before, he writes the thing in the Saif, I didn't say Saif, a paragraph in the contract. I'm renting you the apartment the way it is, and I'm not planning on changing anything in the apartment. Go check it out. Okay? So then he's patur, because then he the guy said, listen, I rent it out the way it is.
When you
find a
sign in the contract for renting or buying, have somebody with you who knows how to read contracts.
Exactly.
Who's on your side.
And that's a lawyer.
A lawyer
also
or someone
have
who
a
does that.
Engineer to look at the place to make sure.
That's if you buy. If you rent, who cares? I'm not trying to.
No, but if you buy, make sure you have a structural engineer. Make sure that there aren't any hidden faults.
What's going to happen if there is? What are they going
to
do?
Not going to buy it.
Exactly.
Not going to buy it.
You're not going to buy it.
You know that in 5 years, you know it's you buying a. Kalka, and you know that the land is sinking over there. Slowly, gradually, every year a little bit. So you're going to buy it? No. So. I've saw stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. If you rent an apartment there's no mezuzahs there, what do you do?
Put mezuzahs.
Who has to put them in?
Whoever moves in.
Exactly. And not the owner.
That was it in there?
Yeah.
Just had it.
Huh?
You said that. My apartment and also the people moved in where Yosef was. There was no mezuzahs now.
They moved in?
Yeah. They fixed it up.
The whole thing they fixed? Stand the walls and filled new ones?
Yeah.
Really? Did they exterminate the place?
So they moved in and they said there's no mezuzahs. So she said, okay, she'll pay it back. Like, also ours are all possible. They checked out ours.
So you bought it or she bought it?
I mean, I borrowed some.
Where do you get the mezuzahs out here?
Plenty of places about mezuzah. There's a sefer in the yeshiva. But from a sefer also.
Well, not when there was some very good sufim in
Nachman Alosh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works with sufim also. So that'll be halacha for the day.
You guys know the word.
Hello?
He used to buy from me and stuff.